مفتي ساب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته مولانا، and السلام عليكم to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
How are you doing, مفتي ساب؟
Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. In all conditions we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I hope you keep in well, مولانا.
Alhamdulillah. مفتي ساب, we are busy discussing the Hujjaj behavior whilst they are on Hajj and whilst they are on that epic journey of their life. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, somebody came to visit me who was going for Hajj, and they said that inshallah we will put into practice whatever we are listening to on the airwaves, and especially during this program. So alhamdulillah, it's a good sign, Mutisab.
MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire, and Allah ta'ala grant first of all us as the people who are conducting the program, and then all of the audience and listeners, inshallah, the ability at tawfiq to make amal on these advices.
So, Mufti Sahab, we are speaking of the fact that whilst we are on Hajj as Hujjaj, we should carry ourselves in a dignified way. We'll be coming across many people from different walks of life, and how we should be assisting each other, exercising sabr, making salam common, and smiling with the same gender, not the opposite gender, and trying to be courteous all along in our journey, Mufti Sahab.
Yes, basically, I think we were discussing how to make ikram and khidmah of one's fellow hujjat, suggested ways.
Mm-hmm.
These are all just suggestions that will help us to enhance our level of ikram and khidmah of fellow hujjat, because remember, as it is said so well in Urdu, ibadat se khuda milta hai aur khidmat se, ibadat se jannat milti hai aur khidmat se khuda milta hai.
Subhanallah.
With your ibadat you will get jannah, but with khidmat you will get the creator of jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Hajj is not only about ibadat alone, but it is also khidmat. Ibadat and khidmat. That will inshallah enhance the value of our Hajj. If we go back and we see, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al Hajj al Mabrur laysa lahu jaza'un illa al Jannah. The reward of Hajj Mabrur is nothing but Jannah. They asked him about what is Hajj Mabrur, and he said, It'amu ta'am wa tibul kalam. To feed the people and to be very polite and courteous in your speech to the people. So we see that actually Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related Hajj Mabrur to khidmat and service, not to ibadat.
Mm-hmm.
So this goes to show us how important it is to render various acts of ikram and khidmat to the hujjaj when we are there. And the least of all is not to cause harm to them in any way, not to inconvenience them in any way. Even if it is not deliberate, even if it is unintentional, one must avoid inconveniencing anyone in any way. One should be very careful not to inconvenience anyone. Don't stand in the way, don't block the way, don't cause delays for people, do not become a source, a hindrance for people in any way. Be a source of at least comfort for the people. If we can't make khidmat and we cannot make ikram, then at least do not inconvenience people and do not be an hindrance.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we did speak about some of the methods of rendering ikram and khidmat to the people. Like you mentioned, Maulana, I think one of them is to at least to make salam to everyone.
Mm.
And to smile at people, and where possible to shake hands, and to apply itr, to give gifts to the people, to feed the people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, feeding the people, we can have different ways of feeding the people. One is you cook meals and you invite people to come and have meals. That's also a form of khidmah, very high form of khidmah and ikram.
Masha'Allah.
And that is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about itam ut'am. But there are other ways also of feeding the people. For example, you buy some food and you and you distribute it to the people. You buy fruit, for example, and you just share the fruit with the people. You can just buy tea and give to the people.
Mm.
You can take sweets and give to children and even to adults. You can carry some baking and things and share that with the people. All of this will fall under the wide umbrella of it'amu ta'am, feeding the people.
Mm.
So this is one form of making khidmah, is to try and feed the people. There are some of our pious elders, alhamdulillah, they have a practice that on certain day in a week, perhaps they look at a day, and on that day they try to invite as many hujjaj as possible. You know, those whom they know and those with whom they have some association. They arrange a dawat at a particular venue, and they invite people and they feed them. This is a manifestation of this it'amu ta'am. But if it's not possible for everyone to do this type of thing, where you're arranging the food to be cooked and so on, like I mentioned, it's simple ways. Just to buy tea for someone, how difficult is that? How difficult is it to buy some khajur, dates, and to stand on the street and give it out to the people as they're going past? People will most happily take nice fresh dates. If you're offering them, nobody's going to tell you no for a date.
Maybe the other date.
Let's take it in the true meaning, in the proper meaning, the context we're talking about, Mohsen.
Acha.
There's fruits also. You could buy apples, give apples out, buy bananas. You can slice it and give it to the people if it's more convenient that way. Sweets, chocolates. Then among fellow hujjaj, for example, you are in Mina, you're in Muzdalifah, you're in Arafat. A lot of people become hungry and they want to munch on something.
Hmm.
So then you take out all your little, you know, your wrapped up biscuits and all your things that you carried with you, your patkos, the different things, and you share with the people. And that is when people will really appreciate, because now there's no shops or anything to go and buy, and you are actually feeding them. It's considered as a very thoughtful thing that you actually carried, you took the trouble of carrying the food and you're sharing it with the people.
Mm.
People really appreciate that. You know, one brother, may Allah Ta'ala reward him, Maulana, he carried, I think it's called Jim West, if I'm not mistaken, this little tuna in a vacuum pack kind of a thing, and some crackers. And on Muzdalifah night, he prepared this tuna with the crackers and served the hujjaj. Now people were really taken aback, and they were so grateful and appreciative that people, you know, the brother went to such an extent of making khidmat that even in such a place like Muzdalifah, where there's nothing, no real shops and things, and you could be quite hungry, and here in Muzdalifah, subhanallah, you're having tuna and crackers. So this, what I'm trying to say is that if a person really, you know, thinks carefully and has a fervor to serve, then Allah Ta'ala inspires you with different ideas.
Mm.
And the favorite one, Maulana, is Tevra. To carry that with you is a lifesaver for many people. People just want something to munch on. Others carry a packet of badam and so on, they give that out. Then a lot of people carry these energy things like, Calci Vita and these rehydrates and so on, because a lot of people become dehydrated. So, in fact, let us say one additional aspect of making khidmah of the people is to carry a small medicine pack.
Mm.
Carry it with the intention of you're making khidmat, but you might need it sometimes. But rather carry it with the intention of making khidmat of others, so that somebody got a headache, you got a panado there, someone got fever, you got dispirin there, if somebody's got an upset tummy, you got Eno there, somebody's got, you know, heartburn, you got some Gaviscon and so on. The pharmacists, Allah reward them, some of them, and the doctors, they actually make a hajj pack, medical hajj pack. And they include all of these things in them all. They give these things to the hujjaj as a complimentary thing. And that is a real wonderful gesture. Now the hajis must carry it with the intention of making khidmat of others. Just don't become a spaza doctor, that's all. And administer some wrong medication. But the basic things, you know, the basic first aid things. So, you'll be amazed how these things can help people there. A simple thing like you got a headache and you don't have a tablet now. Where are you going to go look for a tablet in Arafat Maidan?
Ya Allah.
So somebody's got something, they carried with them, immediately you got, then you see the du'as coming out from the hearts of the people.
Allah.
They'll appreciate so much now. At home, if you give someone a panado, I don't think they'll even give it a second thought. But in a place like Arafat, when your head is throbbing and you're looking for some relief, and somebody gives you a panado there, your heart pours out the dua for that person. So this is one of the ways of making khidmah of the people, also by assisting them with some basic first aid, carrying some medication with and helping them. And additional to that is, if for example somebody is not well at all, then to arrange for them to be taken to the doctor, to be taken to the hospital, to be taken to the paramedics, to you know, for the ambulance to take them, and to help them, to assist them, to be at their side. You know, this is a very high form of khidmat and ikram. Because it often happens in Hajj that sometimes people do get quite sick. And if there's someone there to look after them and to assure them and to give them comfort, how much of du'as they will give. Because a person is now all by himself. He may have gone maybe with his wife, or he's alone sometimes. And now he's not feeling well at all. Now what must he do? So the people around, they assist him, they arrange for him. He himself can't even go to the doctor, he's so sick. So they arrange, they make arrangement. Either they take him to the local mustashfa, the hospital where the doctors attend to him. And if it's more serious, then they'll arrange an ambulance to take him and so on. These are extremely important formats of khidmat for people in Hajj. And those are the things that people will always remember, and they will make dua for the haji. So these are some of those aspects. We can also talk about, you know, giving charity is also a form of khidmah. There's many poor hajis, there are many poor people in Makkah Mukarramah. From time to time, to give small amounts of sadaqah to them, to give gifts to the ulama who are there, monetary gifts in Hajj. This is a form of ikram and khidmah. They're not asking for it. They will not ask for it. But the onus is on the person who wants to give, that he should show that love, that muhabbat, and give to the ulama, the mashayikh, a small gift, whatever it is. The best gift is a monetary gift, because it's not difficult to look after and to carry and so on. And it's something that they can use. Many a times an alim comes, he may not have surplus, but he also has some needs. He also wants to take a gift or something for his family. So the people make ikram in this way. And we've seen, mashallah, some of the businessmen and so on, they go out of their way looking for the mashayikh, the ulama, making the khidmat and ikram in this way in Hajj. May Allah Ta'ala reward them. And there are those who look for the poor, the needy, and they make ikram of them in this manner. So this is a way of taking dua from people. Like they say, one is to ask for dua, and one is to take dua. There's a big difference between the two. Indeed, we must ask for dua. We should ask people for dua, to request people for dua. It is a sunnah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala for dua. Ashrikna fi dua'ika ya ukhayya. When he was going for Umrah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested him for dua. So we see it is actually a sunnah to ask and request dua from people. But there is a very big difference between requesting and asking for dua and taking dua. Taking dua is something different, because that is now people are compelled to give you the dua. The dua comes from their hearts. I'm just mentioning this, Maulana, as a matter of hopefully inspiration for people. That alhamdulillah, when I went for Hajj, there were some companions with me, may Allah Ta'ala reward them, that they made so much of khidmat and ikram that du'as flowed for them all the time.
Alhamdulillah.
And that is the way that one should really, you know, look forward to making khidmat and ikram of people, so that you can capture their du'as. Today they talk of state capture, nation capture, and all of resources capture. We came out with a new concept now. It is dua capture.
Subhanallah.
Let's have dua capture. Let's capture the duas of people. If you can capture the dua of the people, and you can take the dua of the people, Allahu Akbar, that is what will take you very, very far in life. Then along with that, Maulana, is also, yes, let me not forget that amongst the people who we should give some monetary gifts to is also the people who clean in the Haram Sharif, the cleaners and so on. We might say, well, they're getting paid for the job. But if you go to look at what they're getting paid, and even if they are getting paid, they're doing such a sterling job looking after Allah's house. They are such fortunate people. Allah select, they could be sweeping a street anyway in any town, any country, any city of the world. Allah Ta'ala used them to clean the precincts of His house. So in that sense, there are people who are selected. And so we should try and give them small gifts, and it's that kind of a token of appreciation for the services they're rendering. By right, we should be doing that. And they clean up behind us. Many a times people make dirt and so on. And somebody has to clean up. And these people are cleaning up all the time. They're keeping the place spick and span. They're keeping the place tidy, clean all the time. For the comfort of the Hujjaj and the Mu'tamireen. So there must be a sense of appreciation and gratitude for that. So sometimes we give them some little amounts, and one should have a big heart in Makkah and Medina. There should be a zeal to make sadaqah and to give charity and to spend generously in the path of Allah. And to give people, to give the poor and the needy. We would like to save and use it for shopping and all of that. We don't say don't do shopping. But don't let it be that all our money, we just want to hold it for shopping and keep it just for that. Take out a portion of it, a percentage of it for sadaqah. And try and make a regular daily habit of giving sadaqah. If it's not a big amount, it doesn't matter, but it's done regularly on a daily basis, give amounts of sadaqah. So this is also a form of khidmah and ikram. Then we could also make ikram of the people by carrying their goods, their luggage. There are lots of elderly people, sick people, weak people. They don't have the energy to carry the luggage. So assist them to load the luggage onto the bus or onto the vehicle, to offload the luggage, to carry the luggage into the foyer, to help them at the airport to load the luggage onto the, you know, trolleys, to get a trolley for someone so they can put their luggage on. You know, what happens is we tend to become very self-centered and selfish in a way. We ran, we got our trolley, we put our luggage, and we're happy, we're standing with our arms folded. But really what we should have did is got two or three trolleys for others also. We take our trolley, we put our luggage on, no problem, but then help other people also get two extra trolleys, put the luggage of other people on there, at least it will be easy for them. They may not have the energy to go and look for a trolley and to go and fetch it, it may be far away. So in this way, these are small actions, but these all count in a big way. You know, when people are checking in, after their luggage comes out on the conveyor belt to help them to load it onto the trolleys, we need to take it and load it onto the vehicles and the buses. We're offloading, we're going into the hotel foyer, helping the people to take the luggage into their apartment or their room. Helping people if they're struggling to carry their stuff. You know, maybe they went on a big shopping spree and they came with a lot of packets and they can't carry it. So offer to help them to carry the stuff, the packets. These are different ways of serving the people. In other words, a person must keep an eye open all the time and a heart open all the time. Where can I do some khidmat? In any way, can I help someone in whichever way? It comes from inside. There must be a desire, an eagerness, a fervor to make khidmat of people, to make ikram of people. Then Allah Ta'ala will put those opportunities in front of your eyes. But if a person doesn't have the eagerness, then 1,000 opportunities will present themselves, but he will sit with his arms folded and he wouldn't really care about making khidmat or ikram of anyone. It is those who Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq and who have the desire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them these opportunities. Another form of serving the people is show them directions. Many a time people are lost, they're looking for some place, they're looking for something. In the haram itself, they don't know where they're going. In the haram sharif in Makkah, they're looking for how to get to Safa Marwa, which is the exit, which is which door. They're looking to go to a certain place in the haram or how to come out of the haram. So show the people, give them directions, explain to them. If possible, take them there if you have the opportunity and time to do that. In Medina Sharif haram also, similar situation. People are looking for Rauza Mubarak, Riyadul Jannah. First time comers, they don't know nothing, nobody has shown them before. Which is the doors, which door is where, show them so they can find their way around. People may be also part of this year in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. That's very often that we find people getting lost. So if we can help them, show them, especially if it is fellow Hujjat from one country, you know exactly where the tents are in Mina, the camp is. Give them directions so they can find their way. Often we find that there is a situation where people get lost and they don't know where to go and what to do. So at least try and take them to the lost and found center. We find children getting lost and they are crying uncontrollably. So if you can help and assist, take them to the children's lost center. From there they'll make some arrangements to get them to their parents. their guardians. So these are different types of forms of showing people direction, guiding them if they're getting lost, comforting them when they're getting lost, helping people to find things they're looking for, something is lost, helping the people to find a lost item. This is also a form of khidmat. And there may be certain people looking to get certain things. They don't know where to get it from. You explain to them how to get it from that place. That is also a form of khidmat. Then one form of khidmat is to encourage people on sabr. Watawasaw bis sabr. Often we find people become despondent, they lose hope, they lose heart, they become down, they're feeling discouraged, they're feeling low. You need to pick up their spirit, you need to encourage them, say some good words to them, say some supporting words to them, so encourage them to make sabr, watawasaw bis sabr. Lots of people require this. They're missing home, they're missing the children, they're missing the family. And it is a few kind words at that time, a few good words of encouragement that will lift the people's spirit. This is also a form of khidmah, just to encourage people and to give them some strength and to speak some good words to them. Then another important form of khidmah in this regard is to diffuse any conflict situation. There's a dispute taking place, there's an argument taking place, tempers are flaring, people are getting heated up. It could lead to a fist fight, Allah forbid. To help to diffuse that situation, this is also a form of khidmat and ikram. And try and make peace and, you know, reconcile the brothers and say good words to them, make them recite Durood Sharif. The Arabs generally, they have a habit that when people become very heated up and angry, immediately they'll say to them, Salli ala Rasul, Salli ala Rasul, send salam and read Durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they know the effect of Durood is calmness. So immediately the people start reading Durood and Allah's fazl, the tempers cool down, the argument is over. So try to diffuse. Often we find when hujjaj are living together, there's some dispute that arise, people start arguing with one another. Try to calm the situation down. No, brothers, don't get into these discussions. Leave it out. There's no benefit in it. Keep your heart clean. Don't get into all these kind of discussions. So discourage them. Before it goes out of control, try to quell it there. So these are various forms of ikram and khidmat.
Alhamdulillah.
I think we may be running out of time, Maulana.
Ji Mufti Sahib, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
We'll stop there, but inshallah we'll continue. There may be a few more other little things along this line. The whole idea is so that we can enhance the value of our Hajj and we can strive to get what Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred to as Hajj Mabroor.
Most definitely, Mufti Sahib.
Allah Ta'ala grant all the Hujjaj, every Ameen. One of them Hajj Mabroor.
Ameen.
Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant them the acceptance of all their ibadat and their du'as.
Ameen.
And the complete and total maghfirat of their sins, and on behalf of whom they seek maghfirat. Allah Ta'ala grant those people also maghfirat. Allahumma ghfiril hajj wa liman istaghfara lahu al hajj bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.